are about ready to start things off this morning, bright and early, with the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. And a big shout-out to everybody out in KSDP land and Sandpoint listening in versus the Lady Lakers from Aleknagik. And we're about ready to tip off. Here's the tip, and the ball's controlled by Sandpoint. Sandpoint will take it, kind of coming up nice and easy. Leila Gunderson. Gunderson hands it over on the wing to 25, Malia Overcash. Cross-court pass, now a drive to the baseline going inside. The post player, no good on that one, Alexia Holmberg. Rebound by Aleknagik. The Lady Lakers with the ball, Marky Lynn Tinker, hands it over to Joylyn Babla. This time with the ball out in the wing, back over to number 20, Marky Lynn Tinker. Now off to Virginia Andrews. Andrews, pretty tight coverage there. Now it's getting double-teamed. Gets it back off to 23, Joylyn Babla. Babla, cross-court pass now over to 14, Andrews. Andrews shoots it in and scores. Karen Andrews, the first 2 points of the game. But just like that, it's 2-0. We're just underway in this first game of the day. Now Sandpoint with the ball. Long three-point launch up and nothing but net for the post player. Lindsay Holmberg nails it outside the three-point line. It's now 3-2. Just a minute gone by in this first game. Sandpoint Lady Eagles and Aleknagik Lady Lakers. Aleknagik with the ball. A nice defensive play that time by number 44, Lindsay Holmberg. However, picking it back up, number 15, Hildy Ball. Ball now over to 23, Joylyn Babla. Out in the post, out in the baseline. Long launch. Marky Lynn Tinker takes it home. 3 points for her. Now it's 5-3. Aleknagik, Lady Lakers with the lead. Ball gets inside. Stolen by Aleknagik. And picking it up this time, Joylyn Babla. So Joylyn Babla with the ball. Blowing it down now. Picks up the dribble. Off to Marky Lynn Tinker. Back to Babla. Thinks about shooting it. Now gets double-teamed. Gets rid of the ball. Cross-court pass. Now down to the baseline. A little set shot from about 10 feet out. Karen Andrews again. She's got the hot hand so far, Gino.
Yep. She got that 14-footer on the baseline nailed.
And just like that, it's 7-3 Aleknagik. However, a three-point launch as we're talking about it. Nothing but net. Again, this time, Malia Overcash. And she puts it right through. It is 7-6. As the Aleknagik Lady Lakers have 1 point lead, just a couple minutes gone by here in the first game. Basketball action on KDLG. This time Lakers have the ball. Marky Lynn Tinker tries to get rid of the ball a little bit high and outside. And out to number 14, Karen Andrews. She can't pull it in. Turnover. Goes over to
Marky Lynn. Was a little off balance there trying to make that pass.
Yeah, definitely off balance. Basically on one leg trying to get rid of it. Now Sandpoint with the ball. Lindsay Holmberg gets the ball, and now a pass a little too tall for her as well. Turnover goes back over to the Lady Lakers.
As tall as Holmberg is, you got to throw it pretty high for her not to get to it.
Oh, boy, that's a ladder to climb if she can't catch it. So now with the ball, it'll be the Lady Lakers. Marky Lynn Tinker off to the baseline. Long three-point launch. Nothing but net. Lighting it up from downtown Virginia Andrews, number 30. It's 10-6, a four-point lead by Aleknagik, Lady Lakers. Sandpoint now with the ball. On to the wing now with the ball floating over Malia Overcash. A long pass over to number 44, Lindsay Holmberg, and she lights it up from downtown. 3 points for the big post player, Lindsay Holmberg. It's 10-9, one-point lead now. And Aleknagik Lakers get the ball. A set shot from near outside. No good by Marky Lynn Tinker. Long rebound going all the way coast to coast. It is number 44, Lindsay Holmberg, and she gets fouled long way. Shot no good, but she is fouled.
Virginia Andrews' first foul of the game for either team. So
this game just cruising right along. It's 10-9. Lady Lakers with the lead. First shot at the free throw line. Nothing but net again.
You don't get a lot of fouls when you're bombing them for three.
Lindsay Holmberg, one for one at the line. She's got another one up and coming. Tied up at 10. And second shot up, hard off the rim, no good. Rebound inside, but hitting the deck is number 15, Hildy Ball. And it looks like Hildy was fouled.
Foul was on number 4, Paige Lundgren. He had real foul trouble last night. He only saw the floor for about one quarter total.
Lakers now with the ball, knotted up at 10. And now with the ball top of the key, Virginia Andrews gets rid of it now. A lot of passing going along. Number 23, Joylyn Babla, goes inside. Nice feed into number 15. Hildy Ball with two on a beautiful feed. 12-10 is the score. 4.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter of play. Sandpoint Lady Eagles with the ball. Long three-point launch up. Off the rim, no good. Ball still popping around. Offensive rebound by number 20, Ariana Wilson. Wilson gets it inside to number 43, Alexia Holmberger. Her shot up, no good. The ball popping around and hitting the deck is Hildy Ball. We'll have to see what happened. She was fouled.
Foul on number 4, Paige Lundgren. She needs to learn not to be so aggressive.
That's it. Already 2 fouls, and we are just halfway through this first quarter of play. It's 12-10. Lady Lakers with the ball and the lead. Marky Lynn Tinker, long cross-court pass down to number 14, Karen Andrews. Andrews pops it back out to 23, Jolynn Babla. Tinker now, top of the key, now off to 30, Virginia Andrews, shot up no good. Offensive rebound, Tinker, shot up no good. Still the ball popping around, another offensive rebound. That time by Jolynn Babla. And Tinker with the ball now, dribbles it off one of the feet of the Lady Eagles. That ball still popped around. Lady Lakers with the ball, shot up no good by number 14, Karen Andrews. Ball is, however, kicked out of bounds on the rebound attempt by number 4, Paige Lundgren. It'll be Lady Laker ball. 12-10 the score, 3.5 minutes remaining, first quarter of play. Lakers with the ball and the lead. Lady Lakers now, Marky Lynn Tinker, long three-point launch from the wing. Up shot, no good, another offensive rebound. Karen Andrews right there, hands it off. And off to Virginia Andrews. Andrews loses the ball, however, and standpoint with the ball. And as soon as number 44, Lindsay Holmberg, gets ahead of steam, she gets fouled along the way. A lot of action here early on. And we'll see who caught that foul.
Number 20. That would be Marky Lynn Tinker. MLT.
MLT. There we go. Her first foul of the ball game. Standpoint with the ball now. An errant pass is stolen this time by number 23, Jolynn Babla. Babla takes the ball, slows it down. Trying to find Andrews. Andrews with the ball. That's 14, Karen Andrews. Back over to Tinker. Tinker, nice feed inside to Karen Andrews. Her shot up and good. Wow. Beautiful dish. Down to number 14, Karen Andrews. That was from Marky Lynn Tinker. Nice assist.
Yeah, she got her. Good. She made a nice cut on the baseline. Marky Lynn Tinker had her head up. Made a nice pass.
That was good stuff. Timeout on the floor. 2 minutes, 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter. It's 14-10. So far, we've seen some pretty hot shooting.
Yeah. These breakfast bracket games, early morning, you normally don't see that. They kind of slug up and down the floor. But these girls are running hard and shooting the heck out of the ball.
I mean, we have seen a bevy of three-point shots taken and made.
Yeah. Lindsay Holmberg's got 2 of them. Overcast has got 1. And that's all the scoring for Lucky Gig, or for Sandpoint. For Lucky Gig, we've got Marky Lynn's got a three-pointer, Virginia Andrews got a three-pointer, and Karen Andrews got 6 points all on 2s.
Okay, there we go. There's the scoring for you so far. 14-10. The Lady Eagles from Sandpoint with the ball. Top of the key is Lindsay Holmberg. Holmberg now hands it off on a long three-point attempt by Ariana Wilson. No good. Rebound, Marky Lynn Tinker of the Lady Lakers. Cross-court pass over to Karen Andrews. Andrews can't climb that ladder and catch it. Hops it out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Back over to the Lady Eagles. Again, welcome all the folks out in Sandpoint listening on KSVP this morning. Bright and early in the morning. As we have the ball, Lady Eagles with the ball. And top of the key, a dribble taken by Ariana Wilson. Off to Lindsay Holmberg. Holmberg loses the ball on the pass. And streaking down the court, Hildy Ball. Hildy takes it all the way off the glass, off the rim, no good. Rebound inside by Holmberg. So number 44, Lindsay Holmberg with the ball. Picks up the dribble. Good passing around. Back to Holmberg. Now off to Wilson. Ariana Wilson launches inside the three-point line. No good. Offensive rebound. Ball shot up. No good. Paige Lundgren is fouled. She'll be going to the line to shoot 2.
Paige Lundgren is by far the biggest girl on the floor. They should exploit that and get that ball to her down low a little more.
First shot is up, and nice follow-through. She's got a point. Paige Lundgren, 1-for-1 at the line so far. Now coming in the ballgame for the Lady Lakers will be number 10, Tasha Galila. And taking a breather will be Virginia Andrews. So Tasha Galila in the ballgame. Second shot up, hard off the rim, no good. The ball, long rebound this time by number 23, Jolynn Babla. Babla taking the ball, long pass down to Tinker, and the ball's still live as it's popping around. Everybody's kind of hitting the floor, and there's a jump ball on this court.
Hayes with the Electnicic on the alternating possession.
Okay, so Electnicic Lady Lakers under their own basket. Tinker trying to find somebody to pass to, trying to go inside. Goes outside instead to 23, Jolynn Davila. Davila now off to Galila. Galila, a lot of passing along the top. Marky Lynn Tinker tries to feed Galila. The ball's on the ground and picking it up. Number 23, Jolynn Davila, a lot of passing going on. And with the ball on the shot, that's no good, Hildy Ball. And a rebound this time by the Lady Eagles. That was by Paige Lundgren, hands it off. Now a long three-point launch up and good by number 44, Lindsay Holmberg. Kind of a set shot, but boy, she nailed it. A minute 15 remaining first quarter play. It's knotted up at 14. And with the ball now, Lady Lakers has it stolen, actually. Two on one down the court, but this time basically nearly losing the ball. Number 44, Lindsay Holmberg, she picks it up, puts it back in for two. Holmberg with the shot.
Holmberg's having a good game this morning. She's got almost all of their points for the Sandpoint Eagles. She's got three threes, a two, and a free throw.
So she is lighting it up. We're only in the first quarter.
She's got the trifecta going.
There's a timeout on the floor, just under a minute remaining in the first quarter. Tight game, 16-14, Lady Eagles from Sandpoint, where the bucket's been going back and forth.
Yeah, they're pretty well matched up, these two teams. Electric seems to move the ball a little better than Sandpoint does. Sandpoint hanging in there on the strength of Lindsay Holmberg's shooting. So, I think they need to find scoring somewhere else. She can't carry him the whole game, I doubt. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think you got a point. I mean, like I said, one quarter of play, and is she all the scoring for the Lady Eagles?
No, Overcast got two, and Paige Lundgren hit one free throw.
Okay, so she's got 13 of the 16 points so far.
Yeah.
So big start to the game for the post player, Lindsay Holmberg.
Yeah, she's really not a post player. She plays more as a shooting guard or a small forward type thing. She doesn't go inside.
Oh, okay. There we go.
The two inside players for Sandpoint are Paige Lundgren and Alexia Holmberg. Alexia, yet to score. She had a really good game last night. Scoring-wise, and he would run down to one spot to turn the two.
Oh, man. So, haven't seen that yet, but who knows what will happen. Nice feed inside to Marky Lynn Tinker as she gets hacked right under the basket. 23, Jolynn Davila. Happened to catch her floating under the basket and going to the line to shoot two will be number 20, Marky Lynn Tinker.
Ball was on Overcast, her first of the ball game. Marky Lynn, the free throw line, she is first.
Nice shot, nice follow-through. One for one at the line. It's a one-point lead for the Lady Eagles right now. Second shot up and coming for Marky Lynn Tinker. 45 seconds remaining, first quarter. There's the second shot. In and out, no good. Rebound inside by 43, Alexia Holmberg. However, there is a foul on the floor, and we'll have to catch who that was.
That foul is on Paige Lundgren, and that's going to be her third. Looks like she's heading to the bench.
My goodness. Three fouls in the first quarter. First shot up, no good. This time at the line is Jolynn Davila. And you're right. Paige is going to take a seat. Coming in for her will be number 11, and that is Lila Gunderson. Second shot up, nothing but net. One for two at the line. It is knotted up at 16. 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Both these teams playing a great game so far. But an errant pass that time. As number 20, Ariana Wilson tried to find Lila Gunderson. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Laker ball. Lady Laker ball, 36 seconds remaining in this first quarter. A fun game. If you have a chance, if you're in Dillingham, come on down. There's some great basketball going on all day today.
And lots of seats.
Lots of seats. You don't even have to call dips right now. Lady Lakers with the ball. Nice feed inside Hildy Ball. She puts it up about a mile, but it comes right through the net. 2 points. Hildy Ball.
Rather be lucky than good sometimes.
That's it. 2-point lead for the Lady Lakers. 10 seconds remaining first quarter. A nice spin move down inside by number 43, Alexia Holmberg. Shot up, no good. Rebound by the Lady Lakers. They're just going to let the quarter expire. And that was a great, entertaining first quarter. One quarter place, 18-16. And the lead, the Lady Lakers, that's a lot of scoring in one quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, the Lindsay Holmberg carrying the load for Sandpoint. She's got 3, 6, 9, 12 points. 12 of the 16. So that's pretty good.
How are we looking on the Lady Lakers side for scoring so far?
Lady Lakers are pretty balanced. Karen Andrew has 6. Hildy Ball with that last basket's got 4. Marcy Lynn's got 3. And Virginia Andrews got 3, rounding out is Sterling Avalon. 1.
Right.
One single free throw.
1 for 2 at the line.
Right
there.
The rebounds are pretty even. They're exactly even. Two offensive for each team, four defense for each team. The only change, the only difference is Sandpoint's got 1 more turnover. I like it.
Oh, excellent. Well, getting to meet both coaches beforehand, Coach Sarah Schaefer said that the team for the tournament so far is 1-3. They kind of had a technical loss there due to something early on, and they're 4-5 on the year, and 2-1 for the Lady Lakers. They've got the ball. As we've just started the second quarter of play, Marky Lynn Tinker, nice feed inside to number 15, Hildy Ball. Wow. That was a beautiful assist.
Yeah, right between everybody's legs there. Nice little bounce pass.
Like a little Isaiah Thomas. Man, that was beautiful. Now with the shot up, no good. Inside is number 43, Alexia Holmberg. However, there's a fight for the ball. Coming up with it is number 14, Karen Andrews of the Lady Lakers. Andrews off the Tinker. Long pass down to Karen Andrews. Thinks about shooting, then do it. Back to Tinker. Oh, quick tip pass down. Number 10, Tasha Galila. Nice move. One dribble up. Shot no good. Ball gets kicked out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Eagle ball. 20-16 is the score. Lady Lakers from Aleknagik with the lead. Lady Eagles, however, with the ball, as we are just about a minute gone by in the second quarter of play, right here in Dillingham, AKUSA. With the ball now, number 20, Ariana Wilson has it stripped for a moment, then hits the floor, gets rid of it. Off now to Lindsay Holmberg. Holmberg tries to find Lila Gunderson. Gunderson feeds it inside, ball in and out, no good. However, offensive rebound that time. And there is number 43, Alexia Holmberg, with the putting it back in for 2 points. It's 20-18, 2-point lead, Lady Lakers. They've got the ball. Marky Lynn Tinker, long pass down to Karen Andrews on the baseline. Now floating it back over to number 23, Jolynn Babla. Picks up the dribble. Tinker, touch pass down to number 10. And about 10 feet out, Tasha Galila nails it. 4-point lead again for Lady Lakers, Lady Eagles. Gets the ball up very quickly. 3-point launch by number 44, Lizzie Holmberg. No good. And an offensive rebound by 20, Ariana Wilson. Wilson feeds inside to Alexia Holmberg. Now back out to Lindsay Holmberg. No good on the shot. Long rebound by number 23, Jolynn Babla. It looks like there's a foul on the floor. And we'll find out who that is in just a moment.
44, Lindsay Holmberg. Her first.
So taking a seat for the Lady Lakers is Karen Andrews. She'll take a seat for just a moment. And the ball game for her back in the ball game for her is number 30, Virginia Andrews. Shot up, no good. Fighting for that rebound inside is Marky Lynn Tinker. She loses it out of bounds, touches the out of bounds line. It's going to be Lady Eagle ball. So 5:50 remaining in this second quarter of play. It's 22-18. Lady Lakers with the lead. Lady Eagles with the ball. Now outside, Lindsay Holmberg. You're right, Lindsay does live outside that three-point line. Shot up, no good. Beyond three, rebound inside by Hildy Ball. She hands it off, and with a head of steam is number 30, who launches it. Virginia Andrews up, shot up, no good. Rebound by Lindsay Holmberg. Holmberg takes the ball herself. Now hands it back to her point guard, Lila Gunderson. Now over to number 25, Malia Overcash, her shot up, no good. Offensive rebound by the Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles maintain control. Lila Gunderson, cross court over to 25, Overcash. Back to Gunderson. Inside a feed, it's nearly stolen. Ball maintained now just inside the three-point line. No good on the shot by Ariana Wilson. Offensive rebound, three-point launch up, no good by Holmberg. And that's Lindsay Holmberg. Rebound, Lady Lakers. Now with the ball, it's Galila. Back over to 23, Jolynn Babla. Babla finds Andrews. Now with the ball, trying to drive inside. Jolynn Babbitt loses it, and it goes over to the Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles with the ball. Ariana Wilson takes her time going across the timeline. Now back over to Gunderson, now surveying the defense. Inside pass, and a nice defensive play that time, as it was Alexi Holmberg trying to do something with it, and a steal. Great play that time by Marky Lynn Tinker of the Lady Lakers. However, she loses the ball, and it's quickly a two-on-one break as streaking down, and a great defensive play that time by number 30, Virginia Andrews. Andrews will take it herself.
I wonder where the foul was there. She got run over by, and Wilson's a little gal, but she got bumped pretty hard by Andrews.
Well, you're right. I thought I'd see one too. But instead, Jolynn Babbitt, living outside the three-point line, down the baseline, cranks it way downtown. And just like that, it's 24-18. Lady Lakers with the lead. We're halfway through the second quarter of play.
Well, you know, 10 points had four offensive rebounds this quarter. And I'll say it again. You know, you don't want to be a good offensive rebounding team.
Hmm.
You don't want to be known as a good offensive rebounding team. That means you're missing a lot of shots.
Oh, yes. So, good point. So, like that, yeah. So,
you know, you're missing shots, you're getting rebounds, but they're not making the basket. They're down by six.
Yeah, that's it. So we saw some really great accuracy in the first quarter. However, looks like the Lady Eagles have kind of cooled off. A lot more misses this time on the shots. And now, yeah, they are down by six. 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter of play. Right here in KDLG. Come on down if you're in Dillingham or Leknigik. Come on down. You can find a seat here, can't you, Gina?
Yeah, there's a few. I see some down on the other end over there. Into the game, Paige Lundgren. Let's see if she can make it through the next 4 minutes without getting a foul.
That's it. Lady Eagles with the ball now. Feed over to 25 Overcash. Overcash with the ball. We'll go ahead and float near the half court line and nearly losing it, but Lila Gunderson does pick it up. Picks up her dribble now. Tries to find Lindsay Holmberg. Holmberg way out there. Now starting to drive inside. Back out and nearly loses it. However, 25 Overcash with the ball. A lot of passing right now. They're not crisp passes. But with the ball, three-point launch from the baseline. Overcash, no good. Offensive rebound inside by 43 Alexia Holmberg. And she puts it in for two.
Alexia's the only one that has scored for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles this quarter.
This time, Lady Lakers lose the ball on the pass and streaking down for the layup is number 43, Alexia Holmberg, keeping that streak alive.
She was the one that tipped the ball, picked up by her sister, Lindsay.
Oh, boy, and this time as number 30, Virginia Andrews, tries to streak in.
Got an injury. It looks like Paige Lundgren landed awkwardly on her foot or an ankle. She slid off the floor. We got a sub into the game. Wilson coming into the game for Wilson. Took a hard hit down the other end and had to go off. She's still kind of wiping the tears away. So
boy.
Hurrying. She was taking kind of with what hurt. Hopefully Paige is okay. Get up and try to walk.
Boy, she walking gingerly. Maybe something about that ankle. So hopefully she's okay. Hopefully, we'll have to see.
Hard to tell from here. Too bad. I guess she's going to probably make it the rest of the quarter without fouling. Yeah, she's rubbing the ankle at the bottom of the foot there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think she kind of landed awkwardly on her ankle and kind of feeling it right now.
She was looking to draw the charge there. Got hit pretty hard on the floor.
The Lady Eagles do have the ball. 24-22 is the score. Lady Lakers with the lead. 2:38 remaining, second quarter of play. Three-point launch by number 44, nothing but net, Lindsay Holmberg. And that just gave the Lady Eagles a one-point lead. 25-24, 2.5 remaining here in the second quarter play. Now a three-point launch by Marky Lynn Tinker. Hard off the rim, no good. She gets the long rebound herself and loses the ball on the pass. And that time, Ariana Wilson comes up with it, hands it off to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson, very closely guarded, gets it inside to Holmberg. And number 43, Holmberg up. Her shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Her shot up, no good again. And this time, coming down with it, Virginia Andrews. Andrews, way out there. Guarded very closely by Lindsay Holmberg. And hands it back off. Andrews with again the ball again. Now down the baseline. Hildy ball. Shot inside the three-point line. Up, no good. Rebound inside by 43, Alexia Holmberg. And the ball gets kicked out of bounds, but it will be Lady Eagles' ball. So a minute 45 remaining in this first half of play, the second quarter, as it's 25-24 Lady Eagles with the lead and the ball. Ariana Wilson now out to Holmberg. Holmberg, three-point set shot, and she rattles it home. Another three-point shot.
Finding her distance now.
And, boy, she's not guarded. She's set shot. She's zoned
nice,
it in.
Nice, easy little shot. I tipped the ball and got it back.
So Lindsay Holmberg, yeah, nice defensive play that time. They get the ball inside to Alexia Holmberg. Her shot up, no good, but she is hacked on the wrist on the way in. And I think you're right. There's your post player. She's kind of living down in the paint.
She's a great size for being down in that position. So you don't see her coming outside and getting the ball. She's making a living down there.
Yeah, she's figured out what she does well, and she does it well down there. First shot up, no good by Alexia Holmberg. She's got another shot up and coming, as the Lady Eagles do have a four-point lead right now. And back in the ball game, number 14, Karen Andrews, taking a seat, will be Hildy Ball. Second shot is up, and hard off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Alexia Holmberg. First shot up, no good. A long rebound that time by number 10, Tasha Galila. Galila nearly loses it. Did she lose it, or is it
tipped out of bounds by Lindsay Holmberg?
Okay, there we go. It is Lady Laker ball. Marky Lynn Tinker gets it in on a base, gets it in to number 10, Galila. Her shot up, no good. There's a fight for the ball. It gets kicked out of bounds, and it looks like it's going to be Lady Eagle ball. So a minute remaining in the second quarter play, 28-24. Lady Eagles with their four-point lead. Now number 11, Lila Gunderson, picks up her dribble. Out to 44, Lindsay Holmberg. Boy, she loves it out there beyond three-point line on the far side of the court. Now, inside with the ball, Ariana Wilson. Wilson drives inside, has the ball stripped and stolen, and with a head of steam is Virginia Andrews going coast to coast, and she puts it through for 2 points. Virginia Andrews, nice hustle play all the way. Now a quick cross-court pass down to number 43, Alexia Holmberg, and she pops it in for two. A heady pass that time by the Lady Eagles. Four-point lead still, 22 seconds remaining, and a steal this time. On an errant pass, number 11, Lila Gunderson with the ball, 15 seconds remaining, hands it off to Wilson. Wilson down to the baseline, and a kind of a running jumper up, no good. Offensive rebound, Lady Eagles still, another offensive rebound, no good. Ball stripped and stolen, there's Virginia Andrews again, going all the way down, and she launches it at the buzzer, no good. But boy, what a fun first half of play, two quarters down, it's 30-26. Four-point lead for the Lady Eagles from Sandpoint. So it's been a lot of fun. Tell you what, we're going to take it back to the studio for about 7 minutes, 8 minutes or so, and we'll come back, give a little recap of the first half, and start it off for the second half of this ball game. So take it away, Launch Code Leo.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
We have the last day of basketball in Dillingham, live from Dillingham, and we have the Sandpoint Lady Eagles facing off against the Lakers right now. After that, I believe the next game on deck is the Lady Eagles versus Minto, and then this evening at 7 o'clock, we'll have the Sandpoint boys. And I need to double-check my schedule. It's at apradio.org. You can check it, too. We have one more game at 7, and that'll be the boys' run. In the meantime, we are at halftime. We're going to do one more. Dun-dun-dun. One more underwriting. Thank you, everybody.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Gould & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation, and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Alan and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians, Eastboro, and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
Once again, a big round of applause for everybody keeping community radio on the air and keeping coverage of the basketball. Big thanks to KDLG in Dillingham for facilitating all of our play-by-play coverage during the Raven Invite 2020. We're going to head on over, probably get a song in, and head back to the game in just a moment. Might even interrupt the song. Hold on.
Man. again.
Listening to KSTP Sandpoint and K201DA King Cove, Alaska.
The Lady Eagles, they do lead by 4 points, 30-26 over the Lady Lakers from Aleknagik. And, Gino, we have seen a really fun ball game so far.
Yeah, there's been a 10-point swing in the last 4 minutes of the second quarter there. Sandpoint was down by six, now they're up by four. And it's on the strength of the Holmberg girls. They're the only two that scored in the second quarter. Lindsay's got 18 total points already. Alexia's got six, and all of her points came in the second quarter. Aleknagik was led by Hilde Ball with six and Virginia Andrew with five. So pretty even scoring for the Lakers.
And so just like that, we have started this third quarter of play with the ball. The Lady Lakers now trying to go inside. It's number 30, but they jump hook. Virginia Andrews, her shot up no good. It is rebounded by number 43, Alexia Holmberg. Holmberg gets it down to Lindsay Holmberg. Layup up and good. A nice feed that time.
Lindsay's first two-point field goal of the game.
Okay.
Or second, I'm sorry. She had one in the first quarter. I'm sorry.
That's right. She has lived beyond the three-point line.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got a turnover down there. Alexia stepped over the line on the inbound pass.
Oh, yes, they did. So it's 32-26. Lady Eagles with ball. Another three-point launch, and it is good. Rattled home by, 2 points. She was standing on the line. So 34-26, and that was number 44, Lindsay Holmberg. Now Lady Lakers with the ball. Marky Lynn Tinker tries to find Andrews. Virginia Andrews with the ball. Inside to the baseline. Driving in. Nice move that time by 23, Jolynn Babla. Up no good. Rebound by the Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles, Lila Gunderson, kind of a no-look pass back over to number 44, Lindsay Holmberg. Her shot up no good. They're still fighting for the ball, and saving it is Alexia Holmberg. She gets down now to number 44, and that is nothing but net. Lindsay Holmberg, three-point launch. She is just chewing it up out there in three-point land. 11-point lead now for the Lady Eagles, pouring it on here, opening minute in the third quarter of play, this time a jump shot, bank shot, up no good by number 14, Karen Andrews. And there is a stoppage of play. Didn't quite catch what it was.
It was a turnover. Ball went out of bounds off of the Eagles. End of the game is Paige Lundgren. She seems to be walking a little gingerly on that foot, but going to give it a run.
Okay, so she sets up inside. Lady Lakers with the ball now. Oh, an errant pass that time. And Lady Lakers turned it over. Going to go back over to the Lady Eagles.
One good turnover begets another.
It's just fair play. Lady Eagles with the ball now, and there's a near turnover. We'll all see a lot of hustle. But Lady Eagles do come back up with the ball. And that is number 11, Lila Gunderson. Gunderson goes inside, tries to find Paige Lundgren. Lundgren loses it back out to Gunderson. And now, with the ball, it's number 25, Malia Overcash. And her pass is stolen. Virginia Andrews with a head of steam. And she's going to take it from the free throw lineup. No good. Rebound by, and that looks like that time it was by number 25, Malia Overcash. Overcash out to number 11, Gunderson. Gunderson feeds it inside to Wilson. Wilson shot up. No good. Offensive rebound by number 4. Shot up. No good by Lundgren. And it's still being kicked around and knocked out of bounds that time by Malia Overcash. Turnover goes over to the Lakers.
Aleknagik needs to settle down and run their offense. In the first half, when they were scoring, they were running their offense, moving the ball well. Now they've taken three horrible shots, and the outcome of those are rebounds.
So just like that, now the Lakers, I think you're right, they are trying to set up their offense at this point. And with the ball, it's Virginia Andrews. Andrews gets the ball stripped and stolen by number 4, Paige Lundgren. Coming up with it now, Lila Gunderson. Gunderson Just getting across the timeline now, streaking inside of the free throw line, loses the ball. Oh, and picking it up is number 20, Ariana Wilson. Wow, she puts it in for two off the glass.
Ariana's first bucket of the game.
Like that, 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter of play. It's 39-26, Lady Eagles. And Coach Travis Ball says, you know what, let's take a timeout and talk about it.
Well, I'm sure what Travis is going to tell him is you just need to settle down and run your offense. Because, like I said, when they were running their offense earlier, they were scoring. And standpoint with only six players, you know, they're subbing in and out quite often. But they're going to get tired. You know, you keep making them chase the ball.
And they've gone on a 9-0 run so far to start this third quarter of play, the Lady Eagles.
Yeah, they Lindsey Holmberg has got 7 of the points scored in this quarter.
And pretty much
7 of the 9 points.
How many 3-point shots has she made
one,
today?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six threes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is just living beyond the 3-point line. And like that, we're about ready to get things going again. Hey, big shout to everybody out in Sandpoint listening to the game on KSDP. We're happy to bring this ball game to you and, of course, in Aleutianegic right here in the Bristol Bay region. Big shout to everybody. Hey, it's a beautiful day to be indoors. So come on down to the basketball games. We've got a lot of games on the docket today there, Gino.
Yeah. Well, it's not bad outside. It's 8 degrees out there. It's going to be a lot colder here next week. So.
That's right. That's right. And a nice feed that time as we were talking into Hildy Ball. Ball takes it to the glass, puts it in for two, and she is fouled.
First 2 points for Aleutianegic this quarter. You move the ball, you get it down low, you get an open shot. Amazing how that works, isn't it?
Oh, it's magic. And with a 3-point play, Hildy Ball rattles it home for that third point. And now it's 39-29. Lady Eagles with the ball, 5 minutes, under 5 minutes now in the third quarter of play. Down the baseline being double-teamed is number 44, Lindsey Holmberg. Nearly loses it, gets it off to Ariana Wilson. And there's a travel. There you go on the play.
It was kind of almost a Euro step.
There we go. All right. Now with the ball, Lady Lakers out to Marky Lynn Tinker. Tinker starting to go inside, kind of a high looping pass out to Virginia Andrews. Back over the ball. A lot of good ball movement right now. 3-point launch this time by number 23, Babla. Up, no good. Offensive rebound, Andrews, and she puts it in from about 8 feet out. Nice, quick 2-point bucket by Virginia Andrews. 39-31, and Aleutianegic Lady Lakers starting to get back into this thing. 4:20 remaining in the third quarter of play. Cross-court pass to Lindsey Holmberg. Holmberg loses the ball. Strip stolen. Marky Lynn Tinker going to take it all the way down. Shot up, no good. Good defense that time by Lindsey Holmberg. Coming up with a rebound, Ariana Wilson. Wilson picks up her dribble. And 3-point launch. Up, no good this time. But an offensive rebound by Malia Overcash, as Holmberg didn't quite sight that one in. She'll take another attempt, and she nails that one.
She's on fire.
My gosh, just automatic. And just like that, it's 42-31, Lady Eagles with the lead. 3:40 remaining, third quarter of play, Lady Lakers with the ball. Down the baseline, a nice move that time by number 23, Babla. Babla now picking up her dribble and nearly loses that ball. Marky Lynn Tinker comes up with it at the free throw line. Just inside the free throw line, her shot up, no good. And it looks like
that was partially tipped, partially blocked there by Lindsey Holmberg from the back.
Okay, there we go. So it's going to be Lady Laker ball under their own basket. And the substitution in the ball game for the Lady Eagles, I think back in the ball game, is Malia Overcash. So now with the ball, Virginia Andrews. Andrews now floating around, goes inside, tries to find the open number 10, Galila. Galila's back in the ball game. Her shot up, no good. Offensive rebound by Andrews, by Babla. Babla fighting for the ball. Babla picks it up. Nice bounce pass. Andrews. Andrews charging in and puts it up for two. Beautiful feed that time.
It's one of those lucky and good things.
You know,
in that
one. Yep. So since we're on radio, that was a perfectly timed pass.
They ran that play to perfection.
It was a thing of beauty. All right, Kodak moment right there.
Well, you know. What's Kodak?
Oh,
come on now.
All righty.
We're talking Samsung and iPhone now, dude.
There we go. With the ball, it's Lady Lakers. Virginia Andrews, 3-point launch. Pop rim, no good. Ball still being popped around inside. There's a fight. As hitting the ground is Hildy Ball. It's a jump ball. And it will go back over the Lady Eagles. Good hustle play that time by Hildy Ball.
Every time Paige Lundgren gets near the ball, I worry about a foul.
And just like that, we've got a timeout on the floor. 2:45 remaining in this third period of play. It's 42-33, Lady Eagles from Sandpoint with the lead over the Electnicic Lady Lakers.
Lindsay Holmberg carrying the load again in the third quarter. She's got two twos and two threes, so she's playing well. She's got her groove on. She's sighted in, and she's pulling the trigger.
You know, when she's not closely guarded, she's just automatic from out there. But when she has been guarded closely, that's been really the only misses that I've seen her make.
Yeah. And it's because she shoots that set shot instead of shooting any type of a jump shot.
Right.
And she shoots with her feet close together, so her balance is not perfect. If her feet were spread a little bit, or she stepped into that shot a little bit more, she'd have better balance. I don't know why I'm criticizing her. She's got close to 30 points here.
Yeah, really.
She's got 28 points. So.
Just on fire, and we are not even out of the third quarter. So 2:40 remaining. We're back to play.
So whatever she's doing, do it. Keep doing it.
Keep doing it. Oh, nice feed that time inside to Paige Lundgren. Her shot up no good. Down the baseline. Good rebound that time by number 10, Tasha Galila. Galila hands off to Markelyn Tinker. Tinker now over to Babla. Babla trying to find Galila. That shot just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound by Paige Lundgren of the Lady Eagles. She'll hand it off to 44 Lindsay Holmberg. Holmberg now slows it down. Back over to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson, Holmberg. Lindsay Holmberg with the ball. Tries to feed inside. Nice defensive play by the Lady Lakers. However, coming back up is the Lady Eagles with the ball. Holmberg picks up her dribble. She's going to pass it. Finds Gunderson. Gunderson goes inside. Tries to find Alexia Holmberg. Nice defensive play that time by the Lady Lakers. It's a turnover. Back over to the Lady Lakers.
Fifth turnover for the quarter for the Eagles.
And so like that, getting a well-deserved break, Lindsay Holmberg. She'll take over at the bench, and coming back in for her is Ariana Wilson. So with the ball now, Lady Lakers, Markelyn Tinker. Tight coverage that time by Ariana Wilson. Now back over to Galila. Galila, double team, bounce pass, three-point launch, over to number 23, Babla. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, shot way up in the air. Ball still being fought for, and oh, boy.
Hildy Ball giving it 110% in there. She got the rebound twice and missed the getting it the third time there. It just went out of bounds.
Double teamed the entire time, too. So it is now with the Lady Eagles. Eagles get the ball inside. Turnaround jump shot up off the rim. No good by number 4, Paige Lundgren, but she was fouled. It's a nice pass that time.
That's what Paige could bring to this team, some more low post presence. She's a good-sized young lady and plenty strong.
Definitely a physical.
And she can shoot a free throw. So, unfortunately, that's only her second point of the game. Both free throws.
So, one for one at the line. She's got another one up and coming. Second shot.
Free throw.
Yep. Second shot up. No good. Hard off the rim. Hildy Ball. Rebound. That time, hands off to Babla. Babla streaking across the half-court line now. Now over to Andrews. Andrews feeds it inside to Markelyn Tinker. Tinker shot up and good. Nice movement with the ball that time. Good speed. Markelyn Tinker in for two. 1 minute remaining in the third quarter of play. It's 43-35. Lady Eagles with the lead. And there is a turnover. Nice play as getting the ball now. Markelyn Tinker from a pass from Babla. Her shot up no good. She gets her own offensive rebound. Picks up her dribble. Now set shot from three-point land. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Ariana Wilson. Wilson from the Lady Eagles hands off to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson with the ball. Gunderson now way out there. Tries to drive inside. While Wilson shot up, no good. Ball, offensive rebound by number 43, Alexia Holmberg. And that shot up, no good by Wilson that time. Rebound inside by Tasha Galila. Galila hands off to Andrews. Virginia Andrews with the ball now. Off to Markelyn Tinker. Tinker, Aaron Passwell, no, picking it up that time as number 23. That's Jolynn Babla. Back over to Tinker. Tinker with the ball, top of the key. Let's see here with the ball now. Andrews, Virginia Andrews in the wing. Now floating across the top of the key. Out there, three-point land. Markelyn Tinker shot up, no good. Ball still being popped around. And collecting it is number 23, Julian Babla, and at the buzzer, no good on the shot.
That was a shovel pass into the air, but he had no other angle, so that gave it a heck of a try.
There you go, shovel pass, hoping the basket would catch it. Anyways, that is three quarters of play. It is 43-35, the Lady Eagles from Sandpoint, with an 8-point lead. It was a pretty entertaining third quarter of play. And as soon as I know that we've, Gino's doing a little bit of math there, we'll kind of catch maybe some of that scoring for at least the third quarter and see who scored. But it's been a lot of fun. Come on down to the gymnasium here in Dillingham, the home of the Wolverines. Great ball game going on right now. And, thank you very much. We're going to look today a lot of ball games. So after this ball game, it's going to be the same girls team from Sandpoint, Lady Eagles, taking on Minto. And then after, so that's 11:30-ish, 1 o'clock or so, we'll have the Dillingham JV boys playing Electnicic Lakers. The girls, the Dillingham JV girls at 2:30, playing the Electnicic Lakers, Lady Lakers as well. And then we've got more ball games after that, but we have some scoring, Gino?
The big news is Lindsay Holmberg.
There you go.
With 10 points in the third quarter.
And just like that, we started the fourth quarter play, and there is a jump ball after a missed shot. And jump ball, the possession arrow goes over to the Lady Lakers. The one quarter play left in this ball game. It's 43-35, Lady Eagles with the lead. And Marky Lynn Tinker with a ball for the Lady Lakers. Nice crossover move. Off to number 30, gets it inside, a give-and-go shot up no good by Marky Lynn Tinker. Long rebound that time by number 11, Lila Gunderson. Gunderson now to Holmberg. And Holmberg gets the ball, kicked out of bounds. Nice defensive play that time by the Lady Lakers. It's still going to be Lady Eagle ball. But with an 8-point lead, the Lady Eagles have the ball. Lila Gunderson feeds it inside to Paige Lundgren. Turns around, shot up, no good, hard off the rim. But she is fouled in the paint. And she is using her physicality right now in the paint.
A foul is on number 30, Virginia Anders, for second. Or fourth, I'm sorry. Second, this quarter, or this half.
Is that the line?
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, at the line, first shot up, no good by Paige Lundgren. But, yeah, four fouls in the ballgame for number 30, Virginia Andrews. But we have seen Paige Lundgren starting to shoot more in the paint.
Plus, to get in position. That's so long that she's forgot where she's supposed to be, I think.
There you go.
I'm glad to see she's back on the floor from whatever she injured down at the other end. And I talked to her before the game. I said, well, maybe we'll see you on the floor a little bit more today. She hopes so.
She was 1-for-2 at the line. It's now 44-35. 9-point lead for the Lady Eagles. Lady Lakers with the ball now. Number 30, Virginia Andrews, tightly guarded this time and has to fire it out there to Marky Lynn Tinker. Tinker now way out beyond the three-point arc, guarded closely by Lindsay Holmberg. Now off to Galila. Galila tries to pass it inside to Tinker. The ball was stolen by number 20, Ariana Wilson. Wilson now hands it off to Gunderson. Gunderson with the ball. Bounce pass. Open three. In and out, no good by number 44, Lindsay Holmberg. Rebound by Virginia Andrews. Very scrappy player out there. And it looks like there will be a timeout on the floor. So timeout, 6:45 remaining in the ballgame. It's 44-35, 9-point lead for the Lady Eagles.
Not much to report in the fourth quarter so far. Minute 15 gone off the clock. Now the Eagles are holding on to this 9 or 10-point lead they've had for the past quarter and a half. When Electnicic moves the ball, they score. When they get away from it and they try to do individual stuff, they don't. So it's a very simple game. You pass the ball, you catch the ball, you shoot the ball.
There you go. A plus B plus C.
Yep. It's a math equation of some sort.
Yikes. Anyways, hey, we are here at the 2020 Raven Invitational. Come on down if you have a chance. It's going to only heat up as the day goes by. With the ball, Lady Lakers, and that's number 30, Virginia Andrews, does turn over the ball. Good, heady play that time by Ariana Wilson. Wilson now off to Holmgren. Holmgren very tightly covered that time. Now hands back to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson splits the double team, loses the ball. The Hildy ball does come up with it. Hands it off to Galila. Galila now saying, hey, Marky Lynn Tinker, you take it. She'll take it across the timeline. floats it over to Galila. Galila's shot up, no good. Partially blocked that time. And hitting the ground again is Paige Lundgren. And the game is still going. Offensive rebounds left and right. Still getting quite a few offensive rebounds. Marky Lynn Tinker. And now we have a stoppage of play. As it looks like maybe that ankle is getting a little tender.
Yeah, I think she came down a little crooked there. Went to the ground. I think she's going to be okay. She's bouncing up and down on it, stretching it out.
There you go.
Girls and ankles, man. I tell you, I coached for 10 years with girls, and they have more problems with ankles than anybody I've ever seen.
Mm.
And I actually got to the point where I was buying ankle braces, making the girls wear them. They twist an ankle, you're going to wear an ankle brace the rest of the year.
Right, right. Because, boy, those ankles are tough to fully.
And they don't, yeah, and they want to play on them, you know. I mean, that's how I was when I was a kid. I never never left a cast on that was on my ankles, and I never let a sprain heal. I just tighten the tennis shoe up and go out and play some more.
Boy.
And I'm paying for it now. So,
there you go. So the ankle brace is going to be a permanent fixture sometimes.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, that's right. 6 minutes remaining in this ballgame, 44-35. This is the first of 7 ball games today. Come on down if you have a chance. But if you're in Sandpoint, I'm glad you're listening in on KSDP. With the ball right now is the Lady Eagles. They've got it. Lila Gunderson with the ball. Has it stripped and stolen. Marky Lynn Tinker now streaking to the basket on the left side, going up. Shot up no good, but she is hacked along the way. Marky Lynn Tinker with a steal. Shot up no good. She's going to the line to shoot two. Pretty heady play.
Foul was on number 44, Lindsay Holmberg, her second.
So two team fouls here in this fourth quarter of play. Shot is up, no good.
A little hard off the back side.
And I do love the sportsmanship. Everybody, even the visiting team, slaps a five.
I wouldn't slap it. I
remember.
Slap their hand. We've talked about this before.
We have.
Yeah.
All right.
A line violation on that free throw. No good. So that point by Marky Lynn does not count.
Oh, boy. So it's still 44-35. The score, 5:40 remaining in this ball game. Lady Eagles with the ball and the lead. And this time an errant pass. Does it get kicked?
Kickball.
Oh, got kicked. Playing a little kickball during a basketball game. Alrighty, 44-35 is the score. Like I said, this is the first of 7 games today. So there's a lot of action happening. Now with the ball, Lady Eagles, not really in a hurry. And this time, Marky Lynn Tinker was in a hurry. She stripped and stole the ball from Ariana Wilson. Now Ariana Wilson takes it back.
One good turnover begets another.
And unfortunately, Marky Lynn that time gets caught trying to get the ball back and caught a wrist.
Yep. Well, here's what's happening. Lightning gets pushing hard, trying to get back into this game. 10 points in no hurry.
Oh, yeah.
None whatsoever.
Because they play right after this as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. Strategy is to try to milk the clock.
Pass.
And that time, it was a beautiful pass in to number 43 back in the scoring column is Alexia Holmberg. You're right. That was just a beautiful feed inside. Alexia Holmberg with the score. It's an 11-point lead for the Lady Eagles. Marky Lynn Tinker gets the ball to Galila. Galila, set shot from 10 feet out, no good. Offensive rebound, 30 is Virginia Andrews. Andrews picks up her dribble. She is stuck in the corner, gets rid of it. Karen Andrews back in the ball game, and a shot up off the glass, no good. Off or a rebound that time by Ariana Wilson. Wilson of the Lady Eagles. Gunderson, a baseball pass down to 43, Alexia Holmberg. And she's just going, oh, man. Just happened to careen off of her fingertips. Goes back over to the Lady Lakers. 4:38 remaining in the ball game. It's 46-35. Lady Eagles with the lead. With the ball, Andrews with a cross-court pass over to Karen Andrews. Andrews tries to feed inside to Marky Lynn Tinker. Nice bit of passing. Marky Lynn Tinker for 2 points, and she steals the ball. Reverse layup, shot up, no good. She gets her own rebound, and against a double team, she puts in another bucket. Marky Lynn Tinker just taking care of business. Two buckets in a row. So now it's 46-39. Lechnikic trying to get back in this ball game, and there is a tie up on the floor. Jump ball.
Lechnikic getting the ball on the alternating possession.
Lechnikic on a run and really showing some fire trying to get back in this ball game.
Well, you know, they're only down 7 now. They were down up as much as 11. So
that's it.
Back into the game for the the Eagles is Lundgren, Paige Lundgren.
So now with the ball, it's Babla. Babla over to Markey Lynn. Tinker. Tinker now tries to go inside. Back to ball. Top of the key is Dalila. Markey Lynn. Tinker thinks about shooting. Now drives inside. Beautiful pass inside to number 23, Babalev. No good. Rebound by number 43, Alexia Holmberg. Well, there was a lost opportunity right there.
Use the backboard, girl. And if you shot the backboard, it wouldn't be anti-over.
Lila Gunderson on an errant pass turns it over. Streaking up the court is number 30, Virginia Andrews. Now slowing it down somewhat. Gets rid of the ball. Back over to Markey Lynn. Tinker. Tinker goes out to the baseline. Galila. Galila. Tightly guarded down the baseline, driving inside, double-teamed, stolen by number 4, Paige Lundgren. Lundgren now to number 44, Lindsay Holmberg. Holmberg, does she lose it out of bounds?
It was tipped and it ended up out of bounds. I think it's still a standpoint ball.
It is standpoint ball. There you go. You got it. So standpoint with the ball, the Lady Eagles, the 3:16 remaining in the ball game, 46-39. It's only a 7-point lead at this point.
3 minutes to go. That's plenty of time.
You're right.
Standpoint's got to, Electric's got to come out and get the ball, though. Standpoint's got to stand outside and hold it.
Yeah, they're just going to play a game of keep away for a while now. Feed inside, however, to Paige Lundgren. Her shot up no good. Offensive rebound inside. Shot up no good by, that was 43, Alexia Holmberg. And rebound. Markey Lynn Tinker now coming up with the ball. As Lady Lakers have it, off to Galila. Galila now. Fires it inside to number 20, Markey Lynn Tinker. Shot up no good. And she rattles it home on her own offensive rebound. Markey Lynn Tinker kind of taking care of things in the fourth quarter here. It's a 5-point lead for the Lady Eagles. And these Lady Lakers have gotten back in the ballgame. Nice feed inside that time to number 43, Alexia Holmberg. A block by Hildy Ball. Ball collects it. Hands it off to Andrews. Andrews, a running jumper up off the rim. No good. And on the follow-through, it looked like number 30, Virginia Andrews, probably got the foul.
That's her fifth. She's heading to the bench. She knows she fouled out.
Oh! Boy, that was a... Boy, she's just a little... She's a really got a lot of hustle out there.
Yeah. She's a spark plug. Between her and Markey Lynn, they've been fueling this little bit of a comeback they've got.
Boy, it is a good comeback. 2:18 remaining. 5-point lead now for the Lady Eagles. And a near steal by Markey Lynn Tinker. However, Gunderson off to Overcash. Overcash, back over to Gunderson. Boy, that is some tight defense by Tinker. Now to Overcash. Overcash with the ball floating across. Bounce pass to number 44, Lindsay Holmberg. Holmberg down the baseline. Running jumper up. No good. Rebound inside by Karen Andrews. Andrews hands it off to Babala. Babala across the timeline. Streaking in. Running jumper 8 feet out. Big bounce off the rim and good. It is now a 3-point ball game. 46-43. A minute 40 remaining. Lady Lakers climbing right back into this thing. Lady Eagles with the ball. Double team and another near turnover. Picking it up is number 4, Paige Lundgren. Lundgren now to Gunderson. Gunderson double teamed. It's a jump ball. Who gets it? It will go back over to Lady Eagles. There you go. Boy, another big hustle play that time by the Lady Lakers. So, minute 27 remaining. A 3-point lead. It was 11 just a couple minutes back.
I think he's doing a good job of getting back into this.
So with that, there is a timeout on the floor. Like we said, a minute 27 remaining. 3-point lead for the Lady Eagles from Sandpoint is 46-43.
They've been outscored 8-3 in this quarter. There's your difference. Electric is finally coming out and playing some defense. And Electric is hitting shots, moving the ball, getting shots right. I mean, most of the shots are right underneath the basket. They haven't hit a three-pointer in this half, so everything's layup city.
That's it. We've really seen a lot of hustle. Really turning up that defense has been the Lady Lakers here in the fourth quarter. They're right back into it.
Yep. Well, you've got a minute and a half, 3 points.
That's one shot outside the three-point line.
Plenty of time.
That's it. So great game going on here at the 2020 Raven Invitational. The third of 3 days, there's 7 games on tap today. If you have a chance, come on in. And if you're listening on the radio, hey, we're having a good time. I'm Nat Hall, Gino Barrett. And boy, oh boy, it's been fun. Still seats available. And great basketball game going on right now. The Lady Eagles with the ball, they get it in to Lindsay Holmberg, taking her time. Now picks up her dribble. She's getting defended upon quickly. A steal by Tasha Galila. Galila of the Lady Lakers now down to a three-point launch. Up off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Hildy Ball. Ball shot up, no good. Rebound inside by number four, Paige Lundgren. And it looks like Lundgren may have been fouled.
Yeah, Hildy Ball came over her back there.
And so Hildy...
Well, actually, that foul was on number 14, Andrews.
So Karen Andrews, and a long cross-court pass. And going unassisted with the layup is number 44, Lindsay Holmberg. Boy, that was a surprise, a long baseball pass.
Yeah, they sold out on the front court.
And it was a good pass, too. A lot of times you see those, and they're not the best passes in the world. And boy, Marky Lynn Tinker, what a save on an errant pass.
Paige Lundgren just got another foul. And she ran over Hildy Ball.
I'm telling you what, Hildy Ball, she's hitting the ground a lot. She is a hustler out there as well. Lady Lakers with the ball. 48 seconds remaining in this ball game. A five-point lead by the Lady Eagles. Shot up, no good. Offensive rebound that time by Hildy Ball. She puts it in for two. Now a three-point lead. 40 seconds remaining. And, oh, boy, it's getting tight down there. As a near turnover on the time limit. The coach from the Lady Eagles, that is Coach Sarah Schaefer, says, nope, let's do a timeout right now.
No, that's number 20, Wilson, she's only an eighth grader. You can tell she's a gym rat. She's one of the better players on the team. And she plays really well for age.
Boy, so just like that. Yeah, eighth grade. Wow, that's incredible. Out there playing varsity ball. 37 seconds remaining in this ball game. Three-point lead. Lady Eagles from Sandpoint. Boy, hanging on for dear life here as the Lady Lakers have really turned it up here in the fourth quarter. Boy, the gymnasium, they're starting to get some more people funneling in here. There's still room. Come on down.
We need to get some bodies in here. Need to warm up a little bit.
Feel a little chilly. You're right. Now, Lady Eagles with the ball, trying to inbound it, and a long cross-court pass is stolen by Hildy Ball. Ball this time now firing up Marky Lynn Tinker. Three-point launch. Nothing but net. It is tied up at 48 with 28 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Lady Eagles now with the ball, trying to get it cross-court down to number 43, Holmberg. Holmberg has the ball stolen. Karen Andrews with the ball, gets it back over to Marky Lynn Tinker. Tinker now with 17 seconds remaining, getting to Hildy Ball. Hildy Ball tries to go inside, shot up, off the rim, no good. Ball popped out of bounds. Who is it going to? It's going to be Lady Eagle ball with 10 seconds remaining in this ballgame. Wow.
Maybe some bonus basketball here. We'll see what the Eagles can draw up here.
My gosh, it's come down to an 11-point lead just half a quarter ago, and now it's knotted up at 48. Wow. Hugely competitive game here in the fourth quarter. It's been a really good one. The barn burner, 48-48. Not many barns to burn up this direction, but it's a barn burner nonetheless. All righty, this is Nat Hall and Gino Barrett right here in KDLG.
Nat Hall is looking for a night job. Must be a comedian.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. All right, anyways. That's old dudes. That's just what we do. That's what we do.
You're only old if you say you're old.
Okay, gotcha. Well, 10 seconds remaining. We are back to action. Lady Eagles with the ball. They've got 10 seconds to do something with it. A long pass by Paige Lundgren, and catching up with it is number 44, Lindsay Holmberg. Holmberg, a long jumper up, no good. And a shot, 5 seconds remaining up, no good. Ball rebounded inside, offensive rebound, and it's a jump ball. Who's it going to?
Sandpoint
with 1.7 seconds left.
Foul on number 23.
Oh.
Sabala.
I see. Only the first foul for her.
And
the ball gets kicked out of bounds with a half second remaining, still Lady Eagle ball. I think we might get that bonus basketball today.
We don't get paid anymore for that, by the way. Just letting you know.
Going to look for that in my contract. Here's a bounce pass inside, and that is the end of regulation. 48-48. My gosh. Woo, heating up. Yeah, on the court it is. Maybe not in the gym itself, but down the court. It's 48-48. Both these teams putting on a show for the crowd here. And hopefully the folks out in Sandpoint listening in to KSDP, boy, trying to describe what we're seeing, it has been a hustle day so far for both of these teams. The defense has kind of ruled in the fourth quarter, as it has been nothing but turnover, great play, good defensive play, jump ball. It's been been a great game so far. Couldn't have asked for a better start to basketball today. We've got seven games on the tap. Again, right now, it's the Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the Electinic Lady Lakers. Right after this, these same Lady Eagles from Sandpoint taking on Minto.
Sandpoint was outscored 25-18 in that quarter, and that's why Electinic was able to get back into it. And once they started moving the ball, they started scoring again.
There you go.
And some untimely turnovers. Sandpoint's had seven turnovers in the fourth quarter.
There you go. Yep. Turnovers are great when they're apple or cherry, but not on the basketball court. Bada bing, bada boom. It's too early for that, isn't it? I know. All right. So extra period of play. It's half a period, basically. We've got 4 minutes. It's 48-48. We're going into overtime. Now we got a jump ball. And Marky Lynn Tinker going against number 44, Lindsey Holmberg. And the jump ball. Up. And who controls it? The Lady Eagles. For the moment, kind of an errant pass. But coming back up with his Paige Lundgren. Lundgren now trying to get rid of it. Finally does find 44 Lindsey Holmberg. Holmberg guarded closely, but she splits it. Tries to go inside to Alexia Holmberg. The ball gets kicked out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Laker ball.
Another turnover.
And just like that, just 15 seconds gone by in the overtime period. Lady Lakers now get the ball. Marky Lynn Tinker. Just getting near the half-court line. A long pass to Karen Andrews. Back over to Babla. Tinker, three-point launch from top of the key. Hard off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Karen Andrews. Turnaround jumper up, no good. And the ball still being fought for on the ground. Oh, and there's a little MMA action on the ground. Who gets the ball? It's a jump ball. Goes back over to the Lady Lakers. So Marky Lynn Tinker will take the ball out under her own basket. Now trying to set it up. Out to Galila. Galila now, Karen Andrews. Andrews quickly out. Tinker, three-point launch. Up off the rim, no good. Who's going to find that rebound? Hildy Ball tries to get it. Hits the ground again.
Hildy Ball gives 110% on every play. She never gives up.
And she nearly got that back in bounds. But it will be Lady Eagle Ball. A quick cross-court pass down to Lindsey Holmberg. Holmberg driving in, finds Paige Lundgren. Lundgren shot up, no good.
Foul on Marky Lynn Tinker.
Going back to the free throw line is Paige Lundgren. Kind of a little bit wild in her shots, but she's getting open shots.
Yeah.
So Lundgren at the line, eyeballing the basket. First shot is up. And she rattles it home for one. So the first point in overtime is by Paige Lundgren of the Lady Eagles.
Paige Lundgren has 4 points and all on the free throw line.
Second shot is up. And nothing but net. 2 for 2 at the line.
First time she's put two together. Good timing on that.
It sure is. 50-48. A minute gone by in the overtime period. And a three-point launch up. No good by that time number 14, Karen Andrews. However, great defense by Marky Lynn Tinker. Causes a near turnover, and it is a turnover. Wow.
That's 9 turnovers in the fourth quarter in overtime for the Lady Eagles.
So Marky Lynn Tinker kind of doing it all right now. And she's got the ball on the out-of-bounds right under her basket, trying to find somebody to pass to. Finally finds Babla. Babla down there inside the three-point line, and it is good. Two-point bucket from number 23, Jolynn Babla. It's knotted up at 50, and a defensive steal again by Marky Lynn Tinker. Tinker now gets the ball off to Galila. Galila down to Hildy Ball. Ball back out to Galila, and a steal that time by number 44, Lindsey Holmberg. Holmberg trying to get rid of the ball. She does. Now out to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson slowing it down. 2:20 remaining in this overtime period. Back over to Lindsey Holmberg. Holmberg kind of surveying the defense. Slowing it down. Just kind of taking her time. Now off to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson now with the ball. Inside. To number 4, Paige Lundgren. Lundgren, turnaround jumper up. No good. And Hildy Ball's right there saying, you know, I had my hands straight up.
Yeah, but it's all body. I mean, you can't body up on her and not get a foul. It's going to happen.
Only the first foul of the ball game for Hildy Ball. She's kept it really clean. You know, she's been hitting the ground a lot. First shot in and out, no good by Paige Lundgren. And we are just about the halfway point of this overtime period. It's knotted up at 50. Second shot up and coming. Paige Lundgren and Does not get it. It
barely touches the rim.
Almost an air ball. Rebounded by the Lady Lakers. Markelin Tinker now on a long baseball pass. Goes inside. Turnaround jumper up. No good. Ball still being fought for. Coming up with it, number 44, Lindsey Holmberg. Holmberg now to Alexia Holmberg. Holmberg splitting the defense. Tries to get in inside. And a reverse layup. No good. By number 20, Ariana Wilson. Wilson doesn't make it that time. Lady Lakers with the ball. They've got it top of the key. Number 23, Jolynn Babla. Babla now closely guarded by Gunderson. Now off to Karen Andrews. Baseball pass to Markelin Tinker. Tinker going inside trying to find Hildy Ball. Ball shot up, no good.
She's fouled.
And she is fouled on the play.
And that foul is on Overcash, I believe.
Looks like they...
Oh, gave it to Gunderson.
Lila Gunderson, her first of the ball game. But at the free throw line, Hildy Ball... Shot is up, hard off the rim, no good. And she'll have another one up and coming. 1:27 remaining in this overtime period is 50-50. It might be a game of free throws from here on out. You just don't know. Second shot is up and hard off the rim again. Offensive rebound, Karen Andrews. Right place, right time. There you go. And with it is a jump ball as number 4, Paige Lundgren, got right in there and, you know, pretty much clamped that ball. And it now goes over the Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles with the ball, inbounding to number 44, Lindsey Holmberg. Holmberg picks up her dribble, kind of an errant pass, and boy, saving it. Nice job that time by Lila Gunderson. They get the ball inside down to number 43, Alexia Holmberg. However, it looks like it gets kicked out of bounds by the Lady Lakers.
Yep.
So a minute 11 is all that's left in this overtime period, 50-50. And a quick inbounds pass to Ariana Wilson. Wilson back over to Gunderson on the baseline. Wilson now trying to drive inside, tries to find Paige Lundgren. Lundgren shot up, and she puts it home for two.
Her first basket of the tournament, I think. I don't know. She's been living at the free throw line.
Boy, 50 seconds remaining in this ballgame. 2-point lead by the Lady Lakers, or by the Lady Eagles. That shot up, no good, by number 23, Jolynn Babla. Gets kicked out of bounds. It will be Lady Eagle ball. Lady Eagles with the ball and the lead. 45 seconds remaining in the game. 52-50. Full court press being put on. Splitting it easily. Number 11, Gunderson, finds number 43 for the shot up. No good. And 43, Alexia Holmberg gets fouled. Now 36 seconds remaining in the ball game. Going to the line to shoot two. It's going to be number 43, Alexia Holmberg. Boy, intensity. A lot of intensity in this overtime period.
A nice pass down in there by Gunderson. Over the top.
Her shot up, no good. By number 43, Alexia Holmberg. She's got another one up and coming. 2-point lead by the Lady Eagles. Second shot is up and rattled it home. She got one out of two at the line. 53-50. And a quick pass down to Galila. Galila trying to get rid of it. Now a quick jumper by Andrews. Shot up, no good. Offensive rebound. Galila shot up, no good. Offensive rebound. Hildy Ball. And ball gets pretty much hacked down underneath the basket. Boy.
That's the fifth foul on Paige Lundgren. And Paige has been carrying the Sandpoint Lady Eagles for the overtime period here. She's got 4 out of their 5 points.
And so she'll take a seat. Yeah, that's it for her today. And she really got active at the end of the fourth quarter and this overtime period. So she will take a seat. And shooting 2 at the line, Hildy Ball, first shot, no good. She'll have another attempt at the line. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Eagles is number 25, Malia Overcash. 15, Hildy Ball, second shot up. Off the rim again, no good. Rebound by the Lady Eagles, but it's stolen by Karen Andrews. Andrews tries to get rid of the ball. It looks like she might have been fouled on the way. Or is
timeout.
Oh, timeout on the floor. There you go.
Not sure she had any team possession at that point, but they gave it to him.
Okay. 20 seconds remaining in the ball in this overtime period and in the ball game. 53-50. The Lady Eagles have gotten it's been a tough, rough and tumble. Only 3 points scored here in this overtime period.
Yeah, wow. Paige Lundgren picked the right time to start scoring. She's like got 4 out of the 5 points, but she is fouled out now, so she ends up with 7 points for the ball game, which is not bad being as injured as she's been to this game.
And, you know, since she lives in the paint, she's actually caused a lot of the fouls that Alechnikik did on her turnaround jumpers down. She's a real physical gal down there.
Yep.
So 20 seconds remaining in the ball game, 53-50, and it's going to be Lady Laker ball under their own basket. We'll see what happens here. As Tinker has the ball, trying to find somebody to pass to, better get rid of it, and finally does. To number 23, Jolynn Bavila. Bavila with the ball, gets it back out to number 20, Tinker. Tinker, long three-point launch up, no good. Offensive rebound, and a quick tip behind, and a shot up, no good. And there's a scrum for the ball with 7 seconds remaining.
Jump ball. Alechnikik gets the ball back.
Alechnikik gets the ball with 7 seconds remaining. 7.6 in this game, 53-50. They are down by three. Tinker with the ball under her own basket, trying to find somebody. Finally does. Out to Bavila. Bavila getting rid of the ball. Tinker with a launch from three-point land. Off the rim, no good. Still being a scrum for the ball. And that is it. That is your ball game.
Standpoint hangs on.
Boy, the Lady Eagles from Standpoint, that was a heck of a ball game. 53-50. They win this game, and they had to basically fight through a pretty rough fourth quarter for themselves. And they scored the only 3 points in overtime. 53-50, Lady Eagles. They did themselves proud. They've got to get a breather because they're going to be playing right after this. They're coming right up, and they're going to be playing Minto. So we'll just take a moment here to thank everybody for coming out to the 2020 Raven Invitational. If you have a chance, make it on out here to the gymnasium because it's going to get fun. This is the first of 7 games today. So if you're here in Dillingham, a little chilly outside, come on inside and enjoy some great high school basketball action. And these same Lady Eagles will be out again.
Well, the team stats are all really, really close. The turnovers, fortunately for Sandpoint, they had more turnovers than Alechnikik did. Alechnikik didn't capitalize on a lot of those. Rebounds were almost identical. So, offensively, individual stats for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Lindsey Holmberg had, yes, guess how many points? Come on.
30.
Yeah. And then followed by Alexia with 9, and Paige Lundgren came on late with 7, and Ariana Wilson had 2. Malia Overcast had 5. Overcast, I'm sorry. And for the Lakers, they were led by Marky William Tinker with 15, Jolynn Bavila with 9, Karen Andrews with 6. I'm sorry, Virginia Andrews with 9, Jolynn Bavila with 7, Karen Andrews with 6, and Sussex Galila with 2. Good game. It was fun. I think they're going to put a little extra time on the clock, give Sandpoint a little bit of a break to rest a little bit between games. So we're going to, I'll give it back to you, and then you can take it to KDLG.
Thanks, Gino. So that is it, 53-50. And again, coming up here pretty soon, it's going to be these same Lady Eagles from Sandpoint taking on Minto. So we've got a little break. We will take it back to the studio. Liam, take it away.